This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We go out to the fan hotline right now, joined by Steelers offensive lineman Zach Banner this morning. Zach, good morning. How's everything?
Colin, thanks for having me, bro. Just got done working out and rushing so I can get on your show, so you should feel honored.
Absolutely. 1,000,000,000% honored on this Monday morning. Thank you so very much. Ramon Foster used to be a regular, and so I think you should feel honored to kind of take his place this morning. Let's get to this, because I've seen the national rounds a little bit. I heard you on Zach Gelb the other night, and I've seen a bunch of different places. When you get to the point that you're at in an offensive lineman in the National Football League, and you have a platform that you do have, do you feel it's a duty to speak on things like anti-Semitism or on the way people treat women in a sexist way? Do you feel a duty, an obligation, or why have you been so vocal about issues, Zach?
I just think it's one of those things that, like, What do you feel like people should have done when you were younger? If that makes sense. And I don't want to knock guys in the National Football League. It's not about attacking anybody. It's not feeling like I'm better than anyone. It's just, I feel like these issues that we're talking about, racism and discrimination towards blacks and browns, the Black Lives Matter movement, I feel like anti-Semitic comments and hates against Jews are feminist haters and feminism and putting down and degrading women. I just feel like these are topics that we shouldn't even be talking about in 2020. So I just get sick and tired of it. I've waited till this moment. Yes, we're a couple weeks before camp. You know what? And some people will even knock, like, who does this guy think he is? He only had 200 plus snaps last year, and he's not even a starter yet. But if no one else is going to do it, I'll do it, Colin, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it does make a lot of sense. Does it speak to your childhood or how you were raised or the way that people viewed you or you viewed people growing up? Is there something to be read into that?
Absolutely, man. My heart towards discrimination and sexism is lived through life experiences. My mother, very, very important, Vanessa Banner, taught me that character is the number one thing. No matter how good you get at sports and how popular you are at school, and no matter what, character is always what people will remember. So it's just natural to have a big heart. But it's also natural for me to, you know, feel empathy towards people who are discriminated against, because I know what it's like to this day, 26-year-old black man, 6'9", walking his dog, walks by a car in the middle of the day on a public street, multiple people around, and a person locks their door as I walk by. Now, like, you know, and I want to reiterate that I've said this before. Like, if I had daughters, or if I had, you know, a son, and I told them to be safe, but there's a difference. Does that make sense, Colin?
Absolutely. No, and I'm with you, and I'm wondering, as Zach Banner joins the Fan Morning Show, do the NFL players now talk to each other about feeling more, maybe more empowered than ever in the platform that you guys have, and it's okay to speak now than ever before?
Absolutely. The reason why is because as the Players Association for years and years has fought for a voice. I want to remind you, the league, the National Football League especially, is 80 to 90% black and brown players. So the fact that in 2020 there feels like there's a lot, you know, a lot of people are like, man, why are sports, particularly the football world especially, why is there so much more politics and political statements and movements and things? And, man, I used to watch sports to get away from this. Well, that's a reflection because our voice has been on mute for years and years. This is what happens when you have extremely rich, powerful, white people up in the front office. And I'm not attacking Mr. Rooney. I'm not attacking him because I know his heart and his family's heart. But I'm attacking the wrong people. I'm attacking the people that are in the front offices that have been just suppressing us and holding down our voice. We have always had conversation, Colin. This isn't a new thing. There's always been players in the past that have spoke out. The only thing is most of the time, sometimes they lose their jobs and they're never welcome back into the National Football League again. So you have some players who are just afraid to take away food from their family's mouths. But then again, you have some players who have spoke up and they're not here anymore. So it is new. It is fresh. It's refreshing to hear it. And I double checked and triple checked and quadruple checked with, you know, Bert, our head of our communications and director of communications. And I've double checked with Coach Tomlin, who is also a black man. I've double checked with even Mr. Rooney. He hopped into our team meeting one time in this offseason and said, this, you know, a lot of these things are wrong, and we support you as long as you represent the team right, not just to myself, but to the entire team. So I took that. I mean, dude, like, what am I doing right now? I'm working out in the morning for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and getting another one in the afternoon, like, for an hour, some cardio and some mobility and some core and some lifting. So we're talking about 2 to 3 hours a day out of the 24 hours. Take 8 hours away. You're down to around 13 to 12 hours. You have 12 to 13 hours a day to make a change and do something positive. Or do you want me to go do a Pepsi commercial? Do you want me to go do something like that? And that's no knock against Pepsi. I'm just talking about random things. And I think it's disgraceful for people to think that us athletes shouldn't be able to speak up. We have a platform that millions of kids, black, brown, white, all colors, idolize. They idolize not only the amount of money that we make, but scoring touchdowns. Not too many kids idolize making blocks, Colin. Not too many kids idolize being an offensive lineman. But I'm telling you right now, they idolize being in the National Football League one day. So how do I inspire them, and how do I make them feel great, and also bring awareness to their eyes that there's racial discrimination and sexism around the nation?
Is there a confliction with some people, and this is a very good discussion we're having right now, is there a confliction with what Myles Garrett did to Mason Rudolph, or that situation, and that it was unfounded? And where does that sit with you?
It's one of those things where, one, he's not on my team. He is the same age as me. We're the same draft class. I was in Cleveland our rookie year with him. I've gotten to know Myles. He is a friend. He is a friend that I think him and Mason and their altercation, both of them are friends. On the football field was full of testosterone and wrong. They were all wrong in their minds. You know what I mean? And the only person I really support through the thing is my offensive line brothers that had his back, including Pounce and those guys, just because no one touches our quarterback like that. But in terms of the allegations and stuff, you know, Coach T spoke on that as a team. So I want to reiterate and stand by his message. But in terms of something that happened last year, man, Colin, I'm just going to let you know, as long as, like, the NFL takes care of it the way that they took care of it, and I think his probationary period and all that stuff, I believe it's over. I know he just got paid. So to be honest with you, when I think of Myles, and when I think of the Cleveland Browns, I think of a game plan now versus what's in his heart, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And last thing for you, Zach Banner joining us here on the Fam Morning Show. As you move it forward, does this – and you talked about a lot of things off the field. On the field, I see that the – kind of the Twitter blitz yesterday with things that people want done, players want done before you go to camp. And it feels like players are more empowered to speak out and at least let owners know what they want and what they feel comfortable with through this pandemic. This seems very real right now that you guys want it your way and you want a fair work environment. Is there a real chance you may not go back to work unless you get that fair work environment?
Me personally, I speak for myself, Colin, and that's very, very important because I don't want this to be spread as like what we're all thinking. Me personally, I'm ready to show up to work next week. I ultimately think like that, and I don't want to have any conflicting thoughts with my brothers because I understand what they're saying. But we need to separate me from the rest of them because they're thinking about their families and don't get me wrong, I'm thinking about my health as well. But I've also been training my butt off this entire off season and being ready to show up. I have a feeling that, you know, there's a certain amount of leadership that when I speak out against things like, you know, discrimination, racism, and sexism, that's my own thing. And yes, there's other guys around the league that believe in that. But when it comes to the leaders of the NFLPA and those things, I'm going into my fourth year in the league. I'm just ready to follow on whatever choices they make. Does that make sense? And I don't want to make it seem like I give, you know, I don't have there's a lack of care in my health because I take care of myself just as much as anyone. It's just, I strongly don't want to be the guy that is a distraction if we do get moving in the right direction. And I feel like with this movement and the leadership of our NFLPA president, J.C. Treader, who is also a past teammate of mine, and I know him really well. I think with him and all the soldiers and generals underneath him, I think their mindset is in the right place, and I really do. But like I said, I'm more of in a follower position when it comes to things like that. So I'm ready to show up next week.
Zach, I thank you. As always, your candor, your openness, your honesty is appreciated in this town, and I think especially around the NFL. We'll talk again soon. Thank you very much, Zach.
Thanks, man, for having me.
Absolutely. Steelers offensive lineman Zach Banner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.